This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Kelvin and Hezril, and we're talking about how delivery services like DHL are doing during the MCO, and also looking ahead, how will the industry cope with the changes? And to do that with us, we're now crossing over to Julian Neo, Managing Director at DHL Malaysia. Julian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on this session. I hope everybody is keeping well and healthy.
So talk to us about how DHL has been doing throughout the MCO. Has there been any change in terms of business or a spike in demand?
Yeah, so allow me to start by sharing a few things, and I'll come to that. So when the MCO was announced, we were also one of the essential services that was approved to be operative. Hence, there were three things that were key on our priority. One was to make sure that our people are kept safe and sound. Second was to ensure that we still continue to provide the best level of service to our customers who are approved to be under operation by MITI. And the third one, to make sure that our business continuity plans are holding up. So we have planned for years for a crisis like that. So this is the time that we've really put our BCP to test.
Now, what if...
So to your question, whether demands are up, definitely. Mm-hmm. E-commerce, as more and more people are, almost everybody is staying at home. They're doing a lot of online shopping. Hence, we're seeing a lot of e-commerce deliveries, and online shopping has gone up the roof.
Mm. Now, what have been the challenges you faced in terms of fulfilling deliveries, and how have you adapted to them?
Okay. So an example which I would like to share is out of the 1,300 employees that we have, we have a huge chunk of people which are close to 700 or 800 our pickup and delivery employees, right? So the 700 to 800 people who are out there delivering. So they are also worried of their safety and health, right? So one of the challenges is to make sure that we keep them safe, not just physically safe, but also mentally fit as well. So what we have done... very importantly, when the MCO was announced, to make sure that we assure everyone of a job security and the safety of their family members. So what do we mean by that? So in order for them to perform their duties well, we equip them with not just masks, gloves, and also temperature checks. We did we went a couple of more steps forward. We gave them full vaccination. Mm-hmm. We gave each of them sufficient supply of vitamin C to keep them healthy. And then we took them through a whole education of physical distancing and also contactless delivery. So we have a technology that we call on-demand delivery, where we allow customers to leave shipments at door or at a safe place at their option. So then in that manner, we will reduce face-to-face contact or physical contact. And one other challenge that we faced was we have a 24/7 customer service call center made up of 130 people. And typically on a regular day, they are all based in the office. And in our business continuity plan, we actually plan to be based them onto four sites. But under the MCO with the roadblocks and all that, right, people are not feeling safe and confident coming to office. Hence, within 7 days, we allow or enable 130 of them to work from home, and grade of service is still very high.
Right, and that's plenty that you've covered, right, in terms of what you've been doing for your staff. And I think that certainly eases some of the fears that some consumers might have about the possibility of packages themselves being sources of, you know, transmissions for illnesses. You know, when it comes to the packages themselves, what kind of steps has DHL taken to reduce the risks there? You know, I understand you've been giving out hand sanitizers. You've also taught staff about physical distancing and so on. Specifically to packages, is there anything that you've done?
Okay, with packages, if you look at the WHO guidelines, right, transmission through packages have been eliminated. That has not been proven that any of the virus would have been transmitted through packages, because they take a couple of days to travel through the air, and at that temperature, with WHO's under WHO guideline, there's no proven that virus will be transmitted through packages or shipments.
Yeah, and have drivers required any additional support or documentation, given that there are roadblocks and so forth that they have to face on a daily basis?
Yeah. So putting our BCP to test, right, putting our BCP to test was one of the biggest challenges we faced. So I could summarize that into three aspects. One was the structure. Secondly was communication. And third was decision. So under structure, what we put together was a leadership team to make sure that we plan properly for the MCO, and then we have an action team to make sure that we are enabling our team to do their work correctly. So to your question, yes, all essential services that were given approval by BT, we had a letter given to all 700 plus of our frontline employees. Those are the pickup and delivery. And also in the initial days, when our customer service team were required to attend some of their trips to office, we also produced. So far, when the authorities look at a letter from DHL, we usually are let go quite easily.
Right. And we're also seeing, I guess, most delivery services warning customers that there should be an expectation of a delay. What is a reasonable delay to expect?
Okay. So one of the biggest challenges we face, it's not so much the ground delivery during this crisis. It was more of the air space available. As you would have read across the globe, there is a huge reduction of airspace because the passenger flights are no longer, they're all grounded. So with the multiple passenger flights being grounded, there's a huge reduction of air freight space around the world. Hence, it's not so much of ground delivery that is affecting the delay. The delay could come within in the range of within 3 days to a week, due to shipments being stuck waiting for uplift. Very much in this case was when China opened up after being a lockdown for 76 days. So you can imagine the demand from the factories in China. Everybody, all the backlog orders were suddenly being activated. So there's a huge amount of goods and shipments coming out of China. So the delays were mainly from the air perspective, not so much on the ground.
So has this affected then people's desire to have things delivered, whether it's documents or necessities that they order online from overseas?
Right. Documents, usually they're not so much of an issue or challenge because documents are easily shipped. They're usually put into a document bag. The biggest challenge is with heavy shipments. If your shipments are more than 100 kilo a piece or 300 kilo per consignment note, that's where you have a challenge. With online deliveries, typically they are less than 5 kilos from overseas. Transit time are still kept within 3 to 5 days. That's not the same with the domestic delivery, which we're not in, but our sister company, DHL E-commerce, is very much focused on the last mile domestic delivery. I could comment a bit overall general market, because there was a huge uptake of online shopping. Hence, the volume sort of tripled in terms of a domestic delivery. Mm. So that was the cost and impact of the delay within the country. But on the international front, it was more of the reduction of airspace in the whole overall market. But DHL being DHL, we've got close to 300 plus of our own flights. So hence, we're quite lucky that we are still able to bring in and export shipments.
What kind of complaints have you been receiving during this time, and how has DHL been dealing with it?
I think one of the biggest complaints that we have is probably the delay of shipments stuck in predominantly again China. China being China, one of the biggest manufacturing sites in the world, and that was the biggest complaint. But what we did proactively was to manage the expectation of our customers, to tell them that, hey, Mr. Customer, this import shipment that you put in today is going to have a potential delay of up to 3 or 5 days. And we try and manage the expectations right up from the front.
Given that some people have lost their jobs and have been looking for alternative modes of employment throughout this MCO. Has DHL hired any new staff since it started?
During MCO, we are at full force. We're at full force. 99% or even 100% of our employees are of our own full-time employees. We have minimal contractors. So as of today, we have not hired additional because we're at full force.
Okay. And looking ahead, right, you know, are you expecting a spike in demands for delivery after the MCO due to any bottlenecks that there may be at this point in time? And as well as looking globally, right, because we're also expecting countries to start opening up their borders again, you know, trying to kickstart their businesses once more. How is DHL preparing for that?
Yeah. So to your first question, yes, companies will need to survive. They will need to generate sales. Global trade will need to continue. Hence, we do expect a spike, at least in the short to midterm, when factories are opening up. Through the three phases of MCO, from 1 to 2 to 3, you can already see that our government are loosening up the regulations on the approved industries. The last one being on the 29th of April, where the approved industries were now allowed to operate at 100%. From that, we are already seeing an upside in terms of the volume. And what we have done is we have put all priorities in place to make sure that our ground crew and our air aviation crews are up to take to this challenge to get to handle the loads and tonnage.
Now, what might be some lessons from this period that could be carried into the future, even after the COVID-19 pandemic comes to pass?
Okay, there are three areas which I would like to touch to that question. One of them, the biggest one, is to make sure that you do not put your BCP back into your closet and then keep it with dust. You need to make sure your business continuity plan is continue to be enhanced, because this crisis has taught us a lot. So you need to continue to enhance your BCP, not just from a risk or weakness factor, but there are a lot of strengths and opportunities that could have been learned from this crisis. That's one. Secondly, would be digital investment into digital channels, right? Why I said that is pre-COVID-19 or pre-crisis or pre-MCO, right, we had a lot of digital channels that we were trying to test out to make sure that it's perfect before we roll out into the market. But during this last, 50-odd days, we were very gung-ho. Although the tools were not 100% up perfect, we rolled it out because thinking that customers would be a bit more forgiving during this crisis. So rapid iteration and experimentation with your tools should be done. That's the second lesson. And I think after this, you should be looking at new investments, right? Targeted investments. Business would have been affected the last couple of weeks with business closed, right? So you should be looking at where to put your money next as a learning from this crisis. So for us at DHL, it's a lot about deploying and enhance our technology solution, making sure that we provide digital omni-channel for our customers. In the past, we were really good at, we were a very strong call center, like I mentioned earlier, 24/7. Customers love to call us because we pick our calls up in less than 3 rings. But during this crisis, what we learned is they prefer to chat with us rather than call us.
Well, Julian, on that note, thank you so much for those insights.
Thank you.
That was Julian Neo, Managing Director at DHL Malaysia. If you have any thoughts, you know, how has your experience been like ordering online, you know, getting those shipments coming to you, you can let us know. You can call us 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.